14-7. Well, we received an email yesterday, Tone, in the office, as I'm sure probably hundreds, if not thousands of people did around Adelaide and maybe around the world yesterday. And it had a photo of a fake memo claiming McDonald's stores were deliberately ripping off customers. It's actually prompted a media statement from McDonald's saying McDonald's Australia would like to confirm that a fraudulent letter currently in circulation regarding McDonald's drive-through order procedure is a complete fabrication. Robert Trugabi is not a McDonald's Australia employee and never has been. Needless to say, the contents of the letter are also completely fabricated. McDonald's practices the highest standards of consumer ethics and would never encourage employees to act in a way that undermines its core customer values. Mm. In other words, you know, shortchanging the customer.
And it turns out now, we didn't realise this, the man behind the memo was a local Adelaide-based prankster. And it isn't his first prank. Now, we talked things net-like with our own Stilgarian, who's a technology writer based in Sydney. Stilgarian, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
You would be aware of this particular hoax?
Oh, yes. It's a goodie, and it really hits all the buttons, doesn't it? McDonald's is the big fast food company that everyone who hates fast food loves to hate. So a hoax like this, claiming that they're shortchanging you, you know, it's going to trigger that button in people's heads which goes, oh, I knew it, those guys.
Yeah.
You know, and so everyone's going to spread this so fast without stopping to think. Mm. And off it goes. It's great.
Well, it certainly would tap into something, Stilgarian, but would he be playing with fire here? I mean, it's prompted a media release. Could it prompt something a little heavy-handed?
Well, look, you know, this is straight-up defamation. Look, I'm not a lawyer, but it is a defamatory statement. You are accusing a company of doing something.
But you can't defame a company, can you?
Oh, yes, you can.
Can you?
Oh, well, you can call some damages, put it that way. So now, this gets me. I'm not a lawyer, so this is going to get me into strife. But certainly if they've caused problems for the company, then you can sue for damages. There's all sorts of common law things which I can't remember the terms off the top of my head, but essentially if someone's causing you trouble and it's costing you money, even if it's just the cost of having to go around and issue a media release and talk to everyone about it, then...
Potentially, he could be in hot water.
Now,
he could be.
He's saying the internet should be a playground. What do you think? You spend a lot of time on the net. It is a playground for some people.
Well, it can be anything you want. I mean, it's a bit like the telephone. It's a bit like writing a letter. You can use a pen and paper to write a love letter, or you can use it to write a threatening note, or you can use it for business, or you can use it to tell a joke. So in a sense, yes, the internet can be a playground in the sense that it can be anything else. But it does kind of raise that point of thinking, if you start thinking it's just a playground. And in online forums, you know, you often see someone saying quite hurtful things, which they think is a joke and they think it's funny. It's very easy sitting at home to forget that there's actually another person at the other end of the conversation.
Mm.
And you often see these people say, oh, I don't see why you're getting so upset, it's just the internet. And they go, well, whether it's the internet or not is irrelevant. There are still real people, real organisations at the other end of the conversation who are going to get just as hurt. I mean, if I say something hurtful about you now, I can't go, oh, it's just the telephone.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, true. And when you say it's just a letter, it's if it's a letter on the internet, it's a very powerful letter, and more powerful than any other letters in history would have been.
Exactly, for two reasons. One is that we tend to believe things that are there on a computer screen. And because it's fast, that makes it harder. That's the second reason, really, is that now, particularly through things like email we can pass on, and especially live things like Twitter, this information can spread incredibly fast. In a matter of minutes, you can have tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands in some cases, around the world. And that can happen faster than a company, or certainly than an individual, can react. And of course, the good news correcting that is never going to spread as far or as fast as the bad rumour.
Yeah, I noticed just reading this morning when I came in, the talking of legal things, the legal minds are looking at things like Twitter and blogs, and a number of people are going to have nasty surprises, I should imagine, around the world. Hey, have you got any other examples of sort of internet pranks, a bit like the Maccas?
Oh, look, once you start looking, there are thousands, and the amazing thing is some of them are serious and have a political or social message. Others are just fun. Some are downright malicious. And then amongst all of those, there are many which are actually scams and pranks which existed before we had the internet, but they've taken on a new life. On the sort of silly side, bonsai kittens. Have you heard about them?
No.
No. It's a special technique where the thing is a young kitten has a very flexible skeleton. So if you do things like grow the kitten inside a little glass jar or otherwise bind its limbs with wire and things like that, you can sculpt the baby kitten into all sorts of interesting shapes, just like you can with bonsai plants.
Right, no. I haven't seen that one. I'm not planning on doing it.
A few years ago someone did put up a website showing you how to do this with faked-up photographs of deformed kittens, you know, growing up inside glass jars. And look, it provoked an outrage. Mm. I mean, it was all made up. People had used photo editing tools to fake the whole thing. But they'd set it up with enough information and enough comments that looked like it was from people saying, oh, yes, thanks for that. I've tried that at home, and here's my picture. Again, it triggers that emotional response, and off people go.
And somebody could actually take it seriously.
Well, yes, and that's the fear, although, you know, you start to wonder, you know, surely someone sitting down there with a kitten in one hand and some copper wire in the other would, you know, wouldn't the penny drop that maybe...
You would hope so. Hey, have you got another one before we go?
Very seriously, this hits the other side of it. It's another prank that had a political purpose. Dow, the big chemical company, a website went online called dowethics.com, which looked very professionally produced, and it looked it was all of the things that the Dow Chemicals was going to do to improve the environment and whatever, and it actually said that Dow was going to finally pay off the victims of the Bhopal disaster in India, where many, many people were killed through a chemical leak. And they actually said they were going to pay billions in compensation. And this was on the 20th anniversary of the disaster. And Dow Chemical's stock, actually, their share price plummeted. In fact, it was a stunt pulled off by the Yes Men, who make documentaries showing their pranks against organisations. But that had, again, a very real effect on the company, a monetary value, and a lot of people would have lost money as they all sold their shares that day. They would say it was a political point because 8,000 people died.
Mr. Gurian, nice to talk to you again. We'll see you on the web one day.
No worries.
Thank you.
Time, chaps. Bye-bye.
That's technology writer Stu Gurian, who we talked to about things about the web on 891. We're off to the Weather Bureau in just a moment. It's 5 to 7.